This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding old Dan out. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get it getting. Looks kind of like might blow up a little rain down there somewhere on the south. We want to get on back to the place before that storm comes up, even though we got our old slicker here behind the saddle. I don't want to get wet, do you? But I don't want my Bible and my old pistol here to get wet. And come on, let's kind of head up a little bit and get on down the road. Folks are standing around down there at the old country church waiting for the old Trailblazer. And it's just a good grace for the Lord to give you and I, you and me, some strength to get on down there with. So let's get a getting. We're looking at this study in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we saw where the city of Jericho was being besieged. I guess you'd call it besieged. They were marching around it. The instructions were to march around it six times, and then the seventh day to march around it seven times. But listen, we saw the faith of God's elect. Listen, we were looking in our last study at how the Lord has given us strength and faith to take a stand on the side of truth. Don't be so hesitant. But listen, but we just stake everything on the Lord and His being faithful to us. And then we have folks said, oh, Pastor, I don't know. I just don't. Well, folks live by sight and not by faith. I wish our young people out there, this morning, tonight, wherever, maybe no young people listen. I wish some of you teenagers would write me. If you're listening, if you're hearing, you're sitting there with your dad and your mom, maybe, even at night, this radio, this broadcast comes on way in the night, in the morning, early. If you're up, maybe on the way to outside somewhere, and you're listening, write me, young folks, and let me know. Give me your age and tell me a little bit about yourself. I'd like to know that. It always blesses my heart. And then I recommend that you trust the Lord in your young days, in your youth. Don't wait till you get old and crippled and your mind goes from you. But listen, like I see folks now, waiting in a state of indecision, week after week, no resolve. Listen, you want to be on the side of Christ, you want to be on the side of the world. You're either in a state of indecision, you're wavering. Well, how am I going to get by? How am I going to live? Listen, my friend, what's going to happen? Who or what's going to happen? Folks tell me this to my wife and my family, if I stake everything on my soul, what's going to happen here and there? Well, I've had to make that move many years ago, and everything seems to be getting along pretty good. Yes, sir. I believe the Lord will handle it. And if I hadn't, folks have never heard the gospel if we hadn't put this little broadcast somewhere. That's right. And then I have folks criticize me. They say, you're the only one preaching the truth. No, sir. I don't believe that by no stretch of the imagination. I hear from pastors all over America, and they go right down the line with how God saves a sinner. And then those whom God has saved, every bridge has to be burned down. Oh, that's right. And folks never look back. But I want to stop for a moment and play another one of our radio choir song, and it says, only a sinner saved by grace. You ever heard that song before?
Sinner,
Amen. Only a sinner. Just put the old trailblazer here. Just an old sinner saved by grace. I appreciate each one of you writing and telling me how much you appreciate these songs. We have 9 full-length CDs by our late radio choir, and they're $5 each. Donation of $5, we'll send them to you, one or all of them. And now we're looking back at the tumbling down of Jericho. Oh, but listen. Now, we're talking about how that folks are hesitant to believe the Lord. These folks believe the Lord. And then we see how that God's grace is sufficient. Then those of whom God saved, every bridge has to be burned. It does, by burning bridges. There's no looking back, my friend. Now, what's the basis of your faith? Feelings? Is it feelings? Is it a light in the corner? Is it a floating feeling? No, let's read it. Let's study it. Let's believe it. Then it was a disciplined faith. Discipline of their faith. First, it was a daring faith. It was an obedient faith. And now it's a disciplining faith. Listen, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word come out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then ye shall shout." That's Joshua 6:10, if you want to go there and read it. Now, that was trying, wasn't it? Their silence was at the beginning was as necessary as their shouting at the back, at the finish. Now, why? These men were the immediate descendants of the greatest grumblers who ever lived. Those folks grumbled for 40 years. Their parents had been nothing but grumblers, murmuring, complaining. Their fathers complained and murmured until God swore in his wrath that they should not enter into the Canaan land. The soldiers of Christ must be trained, my friend. Faith must be disciplined. And each one in the rank of God's host must learn that there is a time to keep silent and there is a time to speak. Now, if our faith could just be disciplined, where does the saint learn this? He learns it as a sinner coming to Christ. Oftentimes, I tell my folks, struggling hard with sin, struggling hard, wanting to be saved, and I tell them the best thing you can do is to shut your mouth. Just to shut your mouth and begin to trust the Lord. Listen now, listen, if you never learned how to shut your mouth, you're not saved, and I don't care whatever your profession of faith is, you don't come out and tell me you're saved when you've never learned to shut your mouth. I've told that many times, and folks think I'm angry with them. No, I'm just saying that, ain't nothing worse than a gossiping tongue in a church, in a church setting. Nothing worse than a gossiping tongue. Did you know, I don't think I have time to tell you, maybe I do, Brother Spurgeon, someone called this woman in and told her one day, said, she was a gossiper. He said, "I want you to go buy me a chicken, a live chicken or dead chicken, whatever." And he told her, he wanted her to go down the road and pull all those feathers one at a time and throw them down. And she did that. She come back, said, "Okay, I'm through, Pastor. What you want me to do now?" He said, "I want you to go back and pick up all them feathers." That's just like your gossiping tongue. You can't undo what you've done. You can't pick up all those feathers. And then another woman, this was a true story, Pastor Shelton said, this woman come in his office one day and said, "Pastor, I'd like to do something for you. Would you let me?" He said, "I guess I can." She said, "You got a pair of scissors in your desk?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Let me borrow them. I want to cut 6 inches off of your necktie. It's just too long." And he handed them to her, and she whacked off about 5-6 inches off his necktie. And he said, "Now, let me have scissors back. I want you to stick out your tongue. I want to cut about 6 inches off of it. It's about 6 inches too long." Said, "You old gossiping old biddy." And she got the picture. She got the word. But my friend, let's learn to keep our mouth shut. We have to learn that in coming to Christ. We have to learn it after we're saved. Lots of times it's better to keep quiet, isn't it? We don't just spout off. I know people that can't walk up to them with what they want to start spouting off, this and that and the other, and how the Lord saved them and all that. Same old rigmarole all the time. But this is the old Trailblazer broadcast, and I appreciate being with you at this time. If you want one of these radio choir songs, the CDs, let me know. And then remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer. I'd like to hear from you. It's Radio Missions or the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.